Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you fearful of failure? You really just don't want to fail, and the thought of messing up something and seeing other people seeing you fail really scares you so much that you're not taking action on where you want to go. Maybe you're staying in the comfort zone and therefore you're not progressing with your life. Well, today I'm going to talk about working through the fear of failure. And if you stay until the end, I have a great point for you right at the end. Now, just before we dive in, I want to highlight that if you want to keep up to date of all the latest episodes, all you got to do is click in the show notes below, and there's a link for you there to subscribe to our free weekly newsletter, which is going to keep you up to date with all of them and give you a free weekly confidence tip. I used to be someone who was like terrified of failing, and I'd avoid things that where I potentially may fail. That might be a classic one that comes off my head was bowling, right? I try and stay away from bowling because I wasn't very good at it. I try and stay away from certain sports that I wasn't very good at, right? And now and then, like, the fear of failure can come up, right? I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I never have fears, right? It's just my attitude to working through them has changed, and it would have changed from how I used to approach them like a few years ago. I'd just been like, oh, I'm fearful, I'm not going to do it, right? And that never got me anywhere. Now, I've realized that everything I've done successful or feel successful or fulfilled in my life from making progress, I've failed in. So therefore, failure gets me to success, right? So whether that was driving, I was terrible at driving when I began driving, right? And then I passed my test first time. Now, I know not everyone passed the test first time, but I used to be like shouted at by my first instructor. I actually changed instructor because we weren't very good anyway. I used to make a lot of mistakes, used to stall. I felt like I failed every time, right? I almost crashed into a wall when I was driving my dad's car. Yet I kept going and going and passed. Podcasting, right? I hardly got anybody listening at first. Yeah, I kept making it and then making it and making it and then understanding what works. And now I managed to impact a lot of people. Sales, like the amount of times, and this kind of links to the fear of rejection that was in the previous episode. The amount of times I've like messed up a call, or and I like to do sales with integrity to really serve the person. The amount of times I've messed up calls and tried things and thought, oh, that was really stupid. I realized I needed to do to get to the level I'm at right now. My career, the amount of job rejections. Well, that's obviously rejection again, or I've messed up in things or mistakes I've made to get me to where I am and get to the salary I am and get me the skills. It's come from all the failure I've done. So therefore, failure has been necessary. Yet what I've learned is we're scared of failing. And maybe this, see if this resonates with you. And this is certainly true for me. And when I learned this from one of my great mentors, it made so much sense. We're scared of failing because it activates the fear of us not being enough. See if that's landed for you. You may be scared of doing something, and you have to be, when you can be honest with yourself, that is an amazing, amazing bit of progress, by the way. I have to be very honest with myself because progress starts with the truth. And then when you can be honest about your fears or insecurity, you can work with them a little bit more. If you're dishonest, you're like, oh no, I'm not fearful for anything. I'm just, I'm leaving it. For a few months, even though secretly it's very important to you, but you're just terrified, are you going to keep putting it off, right? Whatever it is, right? So the fear of failure is often linked to us not being enough. So we try something, we don't do it, we're not enough, we're not lovable. That threatens our existence. It's crazy how the survival brain works. So therefore we get fearful. Now, the thing is, in reality, if we look at our situation, someone else's, from an outside perspective, actually failing at something most of the time, obviously, if you were there may be life or death situations, right? So you have to make sure in a dangerous situation you're not failing to do something, right? Like in I won't use examples, but anyway, like usually it's not going to give you a life or death situation if you fail something, and it doesn't mean you're not enough. You just got to look at it. Now, I want to ask you this. How does it help you by fearing failure so much you never do anything or move forward? Well, if anything like me, it didn't do me any good. So I want to give you some steps, right, that I think will really help, that I've worked through. First of all, Make a small commitment each day on something you're fearful of failing. Set yourself a 10-day challenge. Get someone to hold you accountable. Do something small, tiny. I remember for me, I used to be scared of public speaking, right? What if I get up there and I mess up and I don't do a good job? Well, then I made myself just say one thing in meetings, right? So make it small. Make it really, really small and set yourself a 10-day challenge. And whether you do well or not, that comes on to the second point. Celebrate any outcome, however you get on, because you took the effort. And when you encourage yourself, you praise, this is the most vital step. When you praise yourself, encourage yourself, it tells you to do that, right? And the third one, focus on winning. Focus on like the outcome that you want, because then you'll be less fearful of what you don't want, right? And that is then going to allow you to be like, right, I'll focus on the end goal. But again, it's not about attaching yourself to it, but look at which way you're focusing. If you're fearing failure, you are looking at the direction of failure. If you're looking towards success, you're going to feel completely different, right? Okay, now I also want to share something. Today in football, I was playing reasonably well, and then I had one or two not so good moves, right? And we lost quite badly. We were losing quite badly to the other team, right? And then we got a penalty. Now, we still lost, but like our managers, no one wanted to take it. And then our manager looked at me and said, do you want to take it? And he said it quite quickly. And I said, yes. Oh, and then I was like thinking, I don't want to take it. And I was like, I'm going to take it. Because you know what? I really want to walk my talk. Last time I took one, I missed one like 3 years ago. I didn't feel on top of my game at this point. Yet I realized I really, you know, got to live what I'm teaching. And I sometimes get it wrong, right? But I stepped up and I scored it. A keeper almost saved it, but I hit it hard enough for him not to save it. Fortunately. And that made me feel really good. Now, I could have missed it, but do you know what? And do I feel better like the fact that I scored it than if I had missed it? Yeah, of course I would, right? Naturally. But the point was that I stepped up and I was prepared to praise myself no matter what the outcome. And I made sure I really praised myself, not for scoring the penalty, but for the effort, for the courage that it took to take that. Okay, and I've got an extra point I want to share with you as well. But just before I say that, I want to mention again that if you want to keep up to date of all the latest episodes and never miss any, all you got to do is hit the link in the show notes below and you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter for absolutely free. One key thing I found is to keep reminding myself, remember in my brain, because our brains can be wired for negativity unless we train it to do otherwise. Remind myself of all the things I've overcome. Like maybe it's passing maybe it's passing my driving test. Maybe it was going through some struggles at school. Maybe it was from not getting jobs and then getting a job. Remind yourself of all you've overcome and read that very regularly. Just spend 2 minutes a day reading a list of things you've overcome. Obviously, spend like 10 to 15 minutes writing that list before you do that, because that's going to get your brain to focus on what you've overcome. And then it tells you that you can do it again. And of course, as with the fear of rejection, fear of failure is about training your mind in the right way, feeding it in the right direction. Yet you also do, of course, have to take the action. So again, always remember, it's about training your mind in the psychological way whilst taking the action to create ultimate confidence. So I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you're in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.